Are you at crossroads in your professional journey, pivoting into entrepreneurship or in a place of business transition as you prepare yourself and your business to run without you? Do you feel like what felt fulfilling no longer does? Are you battling feelings of uncertainty, wondering what the next steps are for you? My name is Anne Mariah. My background as a facilitator, trainer, coach, mentor, and consultant has seen me work with entrepreneurs over the past 25 years in over 30 countries around the world. Today, I work with coaches, consultants, and educators who are pivoting into entrepreneurship, founders of lifestyle boutique businesses who eventually want to transition out of daily management of the current business, and business leaders who are committed to transforming the culture of their business and organization for good. Over the years, I have learned that transformation is a journey. It's not an event, it's not a one-time thing, and it's a journey that we need to embrace. I believe that every transformation journey is marked by transitions, which are triggered by disruptions. To explain this thought, I define transformation as a process that begins with disruption. The disruption is actually an invitation for us to pause and take time to reflect and notice what is emerging internally. This is where we pay attention to the internal conflict that we're experiencing, recognizing and honoring what we are feeling. That's really important. In this place, we dare to dream and we dare to imagine the possibilities that are emerging as we press into those feelings. This then leads us to make a decision to step into the unknown, to step into the unfamiliar, into that which is beckoning. It's an invitation. And with the unknown, with that which is not familiar, we actually step into it as an adventurer. An adventurer has this attitude or posture of exploration and experimentation. And so as you think of that, you then begin to realize when you step into this adventure space, you actually will begin to take actions that appear radical, make choices that are actually moving you forward into what's possible. Because what happened in that time of reflecting was that you began to see what could be possible. Possibilities were beckoning. And as we then now begin to make those choices of having taken the actions, you will find that we embrace the new possibilities and begin a journey that moves us into our desired fulfilling life and work. It is possible, ultimately completing the transformation process. We, of course, can sabotage the process at any point when we choose not to move forward. This process begins often as we traverse different seasons of life. And some of the feelings we have are the mark of our transition, that the transition may have begun, that disruption is taking place. And what are those feelings? Those could be like feelings of uncertainty. Those could be feelings of anxiety, of discomfort, frustration. And it could also be feelings of excitement at the possibility of a different future for you. When we feel this way, we definitely need to pause and press into those emotions and work out what's at the root of what we're feeling so we can become proactive at designing the life and work we want, rather than settling into living from a reactive mindset. Now, my personal and professional journey of transition was really impacted at an event I attended some years back. The speaker boldly stated that the life we lead is a reflection of the choices that we make. To be very honest, I was actually offended by that statement. At this point, I was going through a season of changes. There were transitions all around me. I was frustrated because places where I had drawn my identity were shifting, and I needed to redefine who I was. I needed to redesign what life and work looked like for me, and ultimately realign myself to the unfolding transformation. I'm glad to say I made choices and I took actions that led me to this point in my life where I have built a life and work that I love. The journey of continuous self-awareness, self-discovery, and growth has been really foundational to my work in creating clarity, confidence, and courage for others on their business transformation journey. I would love for you to comment and share where you might be on your transformation journey, and what your greatest challenges have been.